Well, you think about all the things that you need to go back to school, and it's notebook paper, and it's pens, and it's pencils, and depending on the grade level, it might be Kleenex and paper towel. But there's something else that folks need to be armed with as they head back to school, and that has to do with some specific skills, some hands-on stuff in the toolbox, how to handle situations of bullying, or maybe just people being, you know, kind of snarky to one another. Nancy Groover is the founder of New Moon Girls magazine, which has been published for, gosh, I want to say it's decades now. And she joins us this morning to talk about the upcoming episode that's got a lot of that good toolbox information. Hey, Nancy, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi, Lisa. Delighted to be here. So, and we are coming up on our 25th year next March. So.
Wow. I thought it was something like that. I realized that New Moon has been around almost as long as I have been. Yeah, exactly. One of the things that I think is so important is everybody talks about bullying, but if you don't give people specific skills, the words to use, I mean, everybody knows how you're in a situation that's uncomfortable and you walk away, and the minute you walk away, you think of exactly the thing you should have said. And I'm sure that kids go through this even more often because they're just not used to dealing with these situations. So let's get down to brass tacks about your anti-bullying feature section that's coming out in the September-October issue of the magazine.
Yes. Well, we conceived of having this because it's the back-to-school issue. We talk about a lot of things related to what happens when you change schools, when you are in a different school in with the same friends, et cetera. So one of the things that is really, unfortunately, very common in the experience of most kids at school, and this also extends to adults, in the workplace, you know, everywhere, we find this in human interaction, is bullying. And bullying takes many forms. It can be racist. It can be sexist. It can be purely about excluding a particular individual. You name it. But the thing is, we freeze often. And we are bystanders. If we are not the person either being the bully, and we can all be a bully, let's admit that first and foremost, or the person being bullied, we're what's called a bystander. And this is where the majority of us are. Bystander means that we know the bullying is happening. We're not doing it. We're not the object of it or the target of it. But what do we do? And traditionally, what would happen is kids would either side with the bully and be kind of the, part of their crew in terms of not doing bullying, but just not doing anything else, or they would pretend they didn't see it, you know, because it's embarrassing. You feel embarrassed for the person being bullied. You feel empathetic with them. But there are things that kids can do and that adults can do. So these things apply to everyone. When we are observing, when we see bullying happen, and that's what our article is all about.
Nancy, do you think that this bullying, that this kind of pack mentality and this honing in on a weakness or a vulnerability, is that hardwired into people?
Well, I think it's not hardwired in the biological sense. That's my opinion. I'm not a neuroscientist, but I think it is a social thing. I think it is part of our as social beings, we are always trying to feel part of a larger group. That's a huge drive, a security drive that human beings have. But I think it's psychological, emotional. I don't think it is biological in the hardwired sense. But we've got it for sure. We don't want to feel outside a group. It's very important to our well-being to feel that we are part of a group.
But it does sort of seem, especially with the bullying, like part of the way of feeling more powerful or part of the group, it isn't enough to just feel like, you know, wow, I'm the best in my class at whatever. You got to kick somebody else out, or you've got to put somebody else down.
The scapegoating, yeah, scapegoating is a, which is what bullying is a technique of ostracizing one person to strengthen the bonds, or one group to strengthen the bonds between another group of people. So when we know what it is and we can identify it that way, we have a choice. And that's the important part of our feature, are the choices that kids have, the choices that adults have when we see bullying happening. We don't have to go along with it. We don't have to silently support the bully. We can instead physically and verbally support the target. And that's what we need to do. That target is being, in a sense, made an example of, to teach everybody else who's in charge. That's what's happened. Because the bully wants to, or needs to, in their own internal world and definition of things, needs to feel that other people will follow their lead.
Nancy, without...
And that's what we are teaching kids with our feature, is you don't have to follow the bully. One of the key things, I think, that's very important and that was new to me in learning about this from the feature that we have, is that it's not actually the best thing to do to talk to the bully in that situation. The best thing to do is to talk to the target. Go up to them, stand near them, and make conversation. But don't make conversation about the bully or the bullying. Make conversation about anything else in the world. You know, what lunch was today in the cafeteria, what your favorite musician is, you name it, any topic of conversation. But of course, to do these things that are not the things that seem to come naturally in the situation, we have to practice. And that's also missing. As adults, we don't teach kids how to deal with these situations. We may talk to them about it and tell them, do this, do this, do this. The kids need to experience it. And I think, actually, as adults, we need to experience it too.
Let me ask you about a situation where we're talking about a power differential. When you're a kid, a bully might be somebody who might haul off and smack you. When you're an adult, yes, a bully might be a boss or a supervisor. And in both instances, you're looking at some pretty severe consequences if you antagonize the bully.
And what, that is absolutely right.
Are there some tips for people dealing with that power differential where somebody's got the power to hurt you in some way?
Yeah, and you have to, one of the things that happens is, you're right, there is a power differential. And however, the bully's power actually comes from people supporting them and going along with them. If people do not do that, the bully's power goes away. And yes, there are risks, obviously, just as there are risks in letting a bully without you supporting the target. So it's really important not to turn it into an argument or a confrontation between you and the bully, between you as a bystander and the bully. That's not going to change the dynamic. The dynamic is changed when you show compassion, empathy, common cause, just plain human decency to the target of a bully. And those are very abstract concepts. And as adults, we will talk about them and think about them. But like you said, where the rubber meets the road is, what do we do? What do we do in that situation? And it's surprising to me that it's so simple. It's the small action, which feels very scary, of going closer to and showing your support of and your empathy with the person being bullied. So it's kindness is what it is. Human kindness for someone who's in a vulnerable situation.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating read. There's no question about that. There's also an article that talks about how girls, well, I suppose anybody, can set boundaries with friends on things that are off limits for kidding about. You know, I don't want to be teased about my weight, or I don't want to be kidded about whatever. This isn't funny to me. I want to have a sense of humor about myself, but this particular thing is off limits. And a lot of other good articles are outlined for this back-to-school issue of New Moon Girls magazine. Founder Nancy Gruver, our guest this morning on the show. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lisa. Enjoyed it.
Nancy Gruver, the founder of New Moon magazine, our guest this morning on Northland Morning.